Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and this is Business in the Making. This segment is all about entrepreneurship. If you are serious about your business, if you're looking for a job, or if you just have questions, and if you want to start a business, looking to, you know, already in business, then this is definitely the show for you. It is a serious but fun business interactive show where you have an opportunity, if you are a business owner, to get your products and or service on the top of mind of today's consumers. And if you are looking for a job, this is also the place for you as well, because we have hot tips on what you can do to gain employment and increase your ability to be marketable. So this is definitely a show that you do not want to miss. You need to tell a friend and spread the word. This is Secure Your Life. And for the next 60 minutes, we are going to get into some great information. We have a great show in store for you. The chat room is open. You can also contact us live on the air at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can tweet us. We are on Twitter. That would be Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as Facebook at Secure Your Life. And before we do anything, I want you to get some information. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping. And you might want to take this time also to grab a pen and paper, because we have some great tips for you this evening. So I will meet you right back after our disclaimer is played.
Thank you. it is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is Business in the Making. And we also are going to be talking about job hunting and employment. So if you're looking for a job, then this is definitely the place for you. And if you are a business owner, small business owner or entrepreneur, this is definitely the place for you also. So we want to spread the word. You need to give out the phone number, call a friend, and spread the word. We can definitely be reached at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. You may want to grab a pen. We have a great show for you, especially those at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about employment issues. So if you are looking for a job or you would like to figure out ways in which you can actually ask your boss for a raise and find out what your worth is, then this, you want to definitely listen to the top of the hour because these are the subjects and topics that we will be talking about this evening. Make it a job out of finding a job is our first topic. Then salary negotiation strategies. Then after that, we're going to talk about 10 ways to get fired. Now, I know we talked about getting hired, but these are the 10 worst mistakes people make and why they end up getting fired. So we're going to talk about that. Then after that, we're going to pay a little bit of attention to those of you who are entrepreneurs or small business owners, and we're going to be talking about how to hire correctly, the do's and don'ts for those of you all who are in your startup phase, what you should do and what you should avoid. We're going to be talking about that as well. So I'm going to get this conversation started, and then I'm going to ask you all to join me either in the chat room or via Twitter or Facebook. That is Twitter at Secure Your Life, Facebook at Secure Your Life. Or you can join me live on the air and call in at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Now, let's talk about the 10 steps to finding a new job. There are 10 steps you can use to finding a new job, and that includes where to look for your job, the top 10 job sites, how to use your connections, because we all do have connections and we don't really realize that, and how to ace the interview, how to follow up, and more advice on getting a job. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So I have a question for those of you all who are actually out there hitting the grind looking for a job. Are you really taking the time of making a job out of finding that job? Are you getting up early and looking at the want ads and getting online and networking with people and telling friends and families that you are indeed looking for a job? Are you taking the time out to actually get dressed, hitting the pavement, and actually actively searching? Or have you lost the pep in your step and lost steam and kind of given up? Because I want to talk to you all about how you can actually change your paradigm and actually put some effort into your search. So I'm going to open up the phone lines right now and start with area code 312. And the question is, what is your suggestion for those who are looking for a job? And should they really be making a job out of looking for a job? Or should they just kind of casually go about their merry way and just look like it's a part-time or a hobby? So area code 312, how are you?
All right. How are you this evening?
I am doing fabulous. Did you hear the question?
I heard the question, and my comment to that is very, very simple. Yes, you need to put in looking for a job as much time as you put in at your job. The wonderful thing about this is that even though, you know, everyone says recession, depression, that's all well and good. Depending on what you used to do, it might be time for you to step up out of that box and think of something new. And believe it or not, green technology is the newest thing out there. It was always on the edge before, but now it's become predominant now. And that does take some training and some certification. Buildings are becoming more LEED certified. Well, they have to have inspectors for that, and they have to be trained. There is so much new technology out there that it is not difficult to get retrained to do it. You just have to have a willingness. So sometimes going to some information meetings or even going to a gardening program that's free can get you so much information. Oh, you're looking great. You know, I'm really trying to do something new and something different. Oh, they got a training program, and a lot of these training programs do not cost that much. You come out with a certification, and still a lot of them have job opportunities. So you
right.
have to, like you said, pound the pavement.
And you have to make it a job out of trying to find a job. You literally need to put in the work, because we're talking about your future. And I understand, like, if you've been downsized, how hard it is to, you know, really recover from that. But you need to put your pride aside and actually take the time out to really look for and actively look for, that next opportunity. Because sometimes being downsized is a blessing in disguise, with the simple fact that you can actually stretch out and do something new.
Oh, definitely.
Something that you've always wanted to do. So, and then, let people know you cannot keep it a secret that you are looking, because you don't know who actually is hiring. Or who may know someone that might be hiring, especially doing looking at your skill set and say, hey, I'm good at this and that, and you need to reorganize your resume, which I think is one of the most important things you need to do, is because if you have not touched that resume since the last time you actually got your last job, I'm pretty sure there are some things in there that need to be updated. You need to add whatever skill set you have learned from that job, because every job has training. Am I right or wrong on that?
You are absolutely right. And the thing of it is that you should have at least three different types of resumes, because you're going to have to write them in what the ad asks for. One resume does not fit all. Not
that's
anymore.
That's true. And I think that is one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people make, is that they think that it's a one-size-fit-all situation. The thing that you need to do if you are looking for a job, and this is serious, if you're really looking for a job, you need to look at the ad or the advertisement or the announcement in the classified and look for what they're really looking for and tailor your resume to fit their needs. That will help you increase your opportunity for a possible candidate for the job. You know, I think that's the best thing that you can do.
Do not lie. I repeat, do not lie. Just rework it.
Well, exactly. I mean, and think about the fact that every job, like I said, every job, they train you to do what they want you to do. So remember that in that training, you are learning something new. You can include your new skill set on your resume. You need to do that because that increases your, you know, that increases the ability to, for you to fit the needs of the prospective job that you're looking at. Because if they, if you went into your job and you were not Microsoft certified, and then, say, for instance, your last employer had did a training where everybody now is Microsoft certified, that is a skill set that you have acquired that you need to add to your resume, which makes it where you look actually better than maybe some of the other prospective candidates for the same job. The mere fact that you have that extra training, you need to add that to your resume. That is very, very important. Do not leave out those things because you want to make yourself out to be exactly what they're looking for, in other words. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Business in the Making. It is all about business, entrepreneurship, employment. So if you are a small business owner or entrepreneur, this is definitely the show for you. And if you are an employee or someone that is on the job hunt, you're job searching, you know, you're trying to find your next big niche, this is definitely the show for you. So we do not leave anyone out on Secure Your Life on Wednesday nights when we talk about business in the making. So you can call us at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And you can join us in the chat room. It is open, and I am willing to take your questions and or comments, as well as Twitter. You can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life, and that is life with a Y instead of the I. So it's L-Y-E. That's how we spell life on Secure Your Life. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 815-395. How are you this evening? Hello? Okay, I think we probably have a little technical difficulty here. Hello, you're on the air. 815, hello.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think 815 is trying to log in.
Notified that you are now.
Okay, well, we'll just keep it going. 312. If you have any other tips for those that are looking for a job,
the one thing I really do have to say, because I sit on the employer side of things, is that
well, we have some major feedback. 815, if you can kindly mute your computer so that there's no feedback. And then as soon as 312 is finished with their statement, I will definitely come directly to you so that I can get your comment and a question. I'm sorry, 312. Continue what you were saying. You are
okay.
On the employer side.
On the employer side, the most wonderful thing that I can tell anyone that is looking for a position is, believe it or not, think of a very weird occupation. For instance, don't be afraid to get out of that box, because some of the best high-level senior positions, in order to get to them, You do have to think kind of not in the box. You are the box. And I will give you an example. You can easily start off in, we'll say, the entertainment industry. Everybody knows that you will not wind up on Hollywood, nor will you get a star on in front of the Chinese palace. But there are so many other things that you can do within that particular industry. You don't have to always be in the front to make money. Being in the background is just as advantageous.
Actually, you probably can make more money, especially in entertainment, being behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Those people make a lot of money.
And do you know that being a personal executive assistant to a very wealthy family where you live on the premises, those people make an average of $70,000 to $60,000 a year, and you're paid to stay there, so literally all your paycheck can be saved.
Now, that is an excellent way to handle both things. One, your employment situation as well as your housing situation.
Mm-hmm. And you get 2 days off by law, so they have to give you 2 days. 9 times out of 10, you travel with them because you're the family's personal assistant, so you set up the whole vacation for them in the first place, or they go by themselves and leave you in that wonderful house just to chill out for a little while. And so sometimes you get to travel
great.
With them.
Well, that is just great.
But, again, that's thinking out of the box. You would think executive secretary, but you just took it one or two steps further. And now you're enjoying yourself. And you're seeing the world on somebody else's dime.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that people can do. And they really need to exercise some of those opportunities. I mean, especially if you've been downsized, you can think about it. I mean, if you're really good at English, then you can actually go abroad, which means go and teach English in a foreign country and get paid for it.
Exactly.
So those are some things, you know, it's outside of the box, but if you like to travel and you have a passport and, you know, you really need to take those opportunities because those jobs are available. They're a little bit, you know, out of the norm. As I say, thinking outside the box can actually land you some great opportunities and a good job. So if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. And our phone number, if you'd like to speak to us live, is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And we're talking about tips on how to find a job and possibly thinking outside the box. Then the next thing we're going to talk about is salary negotiation strategies. So for those of you all who are already gainfully employed and you're looking for advancement, there is a way to do that even in this economy, to be able to negotiate with your employer the correct way that both parties end up with a win-win situation. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. I'm going to give 815 an opportunity to join the conversation, but if you'd like to join the conversation either in the chat room or live on the air, you can do so at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And 815, you are on the air with us. How are you this evening?
Oh, good evening, Diamond. And how are you?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay,
what's
okay,
going
okay,
on.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay. Tremendous feedback.
Wow.
Okay.
What is this?
We're having feedback problems. You need to mute the computer so that. Or your radio or whatever device you are talking through, because we're getting really, really bad feedback.
Oh, wow.
Okay, maybe let's hang up and try again, and I'll catch you in a few minutes.
Okay, I'll do that.
I don't know what was going on with that, but I guess we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. But if you like to join us.
You gave it that space on the feeling.
Right. If you'd like to join us, you can do so and talk to us live on the air at area code 347-884-9343. Some of the weirdest things happened on this show, but we keep the ball rolling. Anyway, area code 347-884-9343. We're going to talk about right now some salary negotiation strategies. So a lot of us have been employed for a while, and you're kind of hedging on asking your boss the inevitable question of, hey, you know, I have put, you know, forth all of this effort. I've been working here and doing a great job. You've done my review. And I have great, you know, you have nothing but great accolades that you're giving me. I want to know, how do I go to my boss and ask them for a raise in this hard economic time? And a lot of people are like, yeah, right, asking for a raise, you'd be happy to keep your job. But in actuality, even in a bad economic situation, there are ways that you can indeed get a little bit of more, not necessarily money all the time, but you can also increase your benefit package.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some
yes,
things
Dan.
That you can do. There are some things that you can do. And we're going to talk about that. Okay, have you ever been offered a new job or a promotion? If so, the best ways to conduct salary negotiations, and we're going to talk about that and review some of those. Before you start talking pay or salary negotiations with your prospective employer, you need to find out how much your job is worth and how much are you worth. You know, that's a good question. You need to take the time to do some salary research so that you can be prepared to negotiate in realistic terms and being very reasonable with your prospective employer, if you're the one that's trying to get a job and they're actually offering, or you've already been on your job, then there's some things that you can do to negotiate those wages. So let's talk about that. Before I go into my little spiel, I do want to hear from my audience. What ways have you taken the time to negotiate with a prospective employer?
Well, I'll tell anyone that if you think it's hard getting one out of your supervisor, try getting one out of the board of directors. That is a very scary situation. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier further up the chain it goes. Actually, it gets worse. So, you know, please understand that. You have to become what's considered a good negotiator, and that's what it is. Once you get into a certain thing of management, it's all about the numbers. How much profit did you bring for the quarter? How much, you know, did your staff do? And so that's what's counted with you, for you, or against you. If you are the staff member, the one thing I can tell you when you go to your supervisor and then actually go to your manager, one of the things is benefits. We might not have the money to give you a monetary raise, but we do have benefits. And you can tap into those. And benefits are, we call them hidden gems or hidden money. Because here's what most executives do. We get the gym memberships. We get our parking taken care of. We don't go look for parking. They pay it every year. That's part of our benefit package. But that's money that we don't have to pay. So that's saving us money. We actually have our cell phone bills paid. I know a couple weeks ago, I think I was, you know, listening to this show, and they were talking about how the state was paying people's cell phone bills. Benefits.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is a good thing. I mean, we have so many opportunities. I mean, even your employer has great opportunities and incentives for negotiating with you as far as your job performance and everything. But you do need to, if you're looking, if they are offering you a job and you haven't been on the job yet. So we have two things that we're talking about. For those who have been offered a position and you're at the point where you're negotiating your salary, we're going to talk about that first. And then we're going to be talking about those who are asking their employers for an increase in benefits or salary itself. You need to find out what you are worth or what the salary, based on the national average, what that is and how you should negotiate that. So here's some key points that I like to talk about and then give you an opportunity to tell me what you have done in the past or what you would do if you were in that particular scenario. All right, so once you know what you should be earning, because you have to do a salary search, and there are so many different websites, and if you know, audience members that are on the phone now, if you could actually share with us some of the websites that they can actually go to find out, depending on their position, what they should be asking for. What are some of the websites that you can go to find out and do a search on salary?
Oh, actually, one of the best ones is our U.S. government. The U.S. Department of Labor comes out every year with a edition called the Occupational Outlook. So it's OCCUPATONAL Outlook, OUTLOOK. What that does is you type in the search box, as a matter of fact, is on the left-hand side. You type in the occupation. Then what it does is bring up the occupation, all those that are similar in type to that occupational type and name. Then it gives you the complete job description. If you roll down further, it will give you 3 years worth of statistics on what, and at three different levels, high, mid, and low end salary amounts. So you don't have to guess, it's right there.
That is true. That is a good, like you said, so you're suggesting that we go to the government's website, which is, could you give that again?
No problem. It's Occupational, OCCUPATIONALOOK. Type in Occupational Outlook, and it'll pop right up. It's from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Well, that is great. Okay, so once you have actually done the research, because this is important, once you've actually done the research, then you, especially, like I said, at the interviewing process for your new position, they've offered you the job, and you want to talk about, you know, bringing up compensation and how much you want to be paid. You know, like our caller said, you don't necessarily have to look as far as the dollar amount, but most people who are looking for a job would definitely go after the benefit package. If your job is offering benefits, then, you know, most people would kind of negotiate on what they're getting or what the compensation, monetary compensation might be, if they're awarded some type of benefit package. So I want to know, would you sacrifice getting a higher pay monetarily for benefits, or would you rather have the salary, high-paying salary, and no benefits? So that's the question. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, and those of you all who are in the chat room as well, please join in the conversation. I will read your comments and or questions over the air. And those of you who are live with me online and you want to be part of the conversation, please join me right now. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Would you sacrifice monetary high pay for benefits, or would you rather have medium income and a great benefit package? So that is the question here. And I want to hear your views. So I'm going to go with area code 815. Hello.
Hello, Diamond.
Oh, we finally got you. You sound perfect now. That's great.
I'm not feeding back any. What happened?
I have no idea, but you had some really bad feedback going on. It's almost like you were in a hole and it was echoing.
No, I can hear it. I don't know. I'm doing the same thing I've always done. I just was listening. You called me up and I started talking. And I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we rectified the problem.
Right.
But did you hear the question?
Yes. And I think that, okay, I think I would go for the benefits. Because in the long run, I think that's going to pay more. If you work the savings, some of your benefits properly, it's going to come to pretty close to what you would be getting in a raise, figuring out, say, like just what the company is willing to give you.
Yeah, I think that is very important for, I mean, you know, but I would like to hear from some more comments. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Business in the Making, and we are talking about employee or employment issues at the moment and how to negotiate your salary. And the question for the evening is, would you rather have high-paying salary and no benefits, or would you sacrifice and trade up for great benefit package and medium salary? So that is the question for this evening. I'll repeat it one more time. Would you rather have high-paying salary and no benefits, or would you rather sacrifice the high-paying salary for a great benefit package and medium income salary? So that is the question. And I'm going to go to area code 312. What are your views, and how would you answer that question? Okay, 312-217. Okay, I think we may have lost.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now perfectly.
Okay. I would actually go with the other caller, which would be medium income or whatever the income was for that position and the benefits. I have a wonderful tagline for that one. It's because I did have one employee who went with the contract, went with the salary that goes with that and the benefits. Well, they gave her a promotion. But in her contract, she had that if they ever demoted her, they would have to keep her salary the same.
Uh-oh.
They did demote her due to reorganizing the organization. They still kept her on, so they were trying to decrease her salary. They couldn't decrease her salary or benefits because it was in the contract. Perfect.
Oh, wow. So she kind of railroaded herself.
No, she railroaded the company, but it was there's nothing they can do. I had to give her kudos on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you
negotiate your contracts right.
Okay. So the question for the evening, and for those of you all in the chat room as well, the question for the evening is, would you rather have a high-paying salary and no benefits, or would you take medium salary and a great benefit package? I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. So I think in my case, I agree with all of you all. I agree with the fact that I would rather have medium pay and a great benefit package. Because in your benefit package, there are so many great incentives depending on how the benefits are structured. So you really need to look at that. A lot of people would prefer, especially if it's medical that's covered. If you have medical insurance and vision and dental as well as prescription covered in that, I mean, that would be a great benefit package. So, you know, and if your employer is also offering other benefits for, you know, like health club, they're covering that, or your parking, like the other caller had said. I mean, there are some great incentives. If they're asking, if they're allowing you to buy stock in the company, you know, so there's some great things that you can actually negotiate when you're talking to your employer, even prospective employers. If you're job, you know, hunting and they actually offered you a position, that is a prime opportunity to find out about their benefit package. And then you can actually negotiate your salary. So, you know, so that's something to look at. But if you just joined us, like I said, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And the question for the evening is, would you rather have a high-paying salary with no benefits, or would you rather instead have a great benefit package but medium-range salary? So that is our question. And for those of you all who are tweeting us at the moment, we have some people on Twitter, they said that they would definitely take the benefits. Take the benefits. Okay, we have someone that is on Facebook, and they said, I would rather take the high-paying salary and pay for my own benefits. That's interesting. That is interesting. Okay, we have another person on Facebook, and they are saying that, benefits are more important to me in the long run because at my present employer, we get raises or bonuses every 3 months or quarterly, every 4 months, quarterly anyway. So, my pay will go up as the company progresses, so I would rather have the benefit package. Well, you know, we got some interesting views here between people who want the benefits and people who want the high working salary. Let us move right along. If you just joined us, you can actually get in on the action on our question for the evening. It's area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I would like to hear from you on the subject of high pay, no benefits, or medium pay, great benefit package. But we're going to move on to our next topic, and our next topic is 10 ways to get fired. Isn't that interesting? We go from getting benefits to 10 ways that you can get fired from your job. And this comes from an audience member that emailed me and found an interesting article about this on Yahoo. And it says the top 10 ways to get fired. And we're going to go down this list relatively quickly, but I'd like to have your comments and or questions or even jokes about it. If you know someone who has done this and end up losing their job, let us rap about it and kind of have a good laugh on them. Or if you have been a victim and you actually did some of these things, shame on you. Most people start their jobs with the best intentions. That is so true. Never thinking that they could get fired. After all, it's fate reserved primarily in those who are incompetent workers or ones that are caught red-handed with their hands in the company till or funds, if you will. But that is not necessarily so these days when employers are really looking at ways to cut their corners and get in their budget. So it is a very easy, slippery slope on your way out of the door. So really think about the 10 common pitfalls and see if you or a friend of yours or someone that you work with are falling into these 10 no-nos. Number one, lying on your job application or resume. That is a big no-no. Tell the truth from the start because you will be responsible for any information that you have provided to your employer, and they do check. Generally, educational background checks, You know, they check from the month you were hired, and sometimes even after years after, they will check, you know, your background on your education. So you need to make sure that you are telling the truth on your resume as well as your job application. Okay, number two, being indiscreet about your job hunting efforts. Now listen, if you don't like your current job, and a lot of people, they don't like their current job, or you know that you are going to be fired for whatever reason, please don't do this next no-no. And that would be, you're actually on company time. If you're in the market for a new job, do not send your resume from your office computer. The IT department is monitoring you. I mean, we all know this. Come on, guys, you know better. And please, no instant messages or emails, because they are monitoring that as well, because you are on company time, company computer, and therefore there is nothing private about that. You do not own that computer, nor do you own the time. Remember, you're on their dime and their time, and if you are caught sending resumes to prospective jobs, then you can definitely be fired for that. Number three, gossiping. You never know who is listening in the next cubby hole, because we all, you know, you have incubators now. The walls are really thin, and yes, the walls do have ears. So the best way to protect yourself, do not gossip, because you'll wind up on the wrong side of the rumor, and it could definitely cost you your job. So I have a friend of mine who actually has a wall with ears all over it to display that the walls definitely have ears. So please keep that in mind, that while you're at work, if you're going to talk amongst yourself, please make sure that you are not one in your cubby land, if we could call it that, your cubicle, because those are not real walls, and you can be heard, or should I say misheard. Number four, taking too many personal calls. If you spend the majority of your time orchestrating other personal business outside of the business that you're supposed to be doing on your job, that's a no-no. And like I said, for those of you all who are job hunting, here's a warning. If you are working on company time, which means you are already employed, do not have your prospective job that you're looking for call you on your job and do phone interviews. That is a complete no-no, because remember, the phone lines are also being monitored. That's a complete no-no, guys. Come on. Use common sense. Common sense tells you that if you're on their dime and you're on their time, that you do not conduct personal business. So that will be number four. And number five, drinking on the job. And I don't mean water. Okay? I mean, sometimes I do know that these people will drive you to drink. And that may be true, and people may stress you out on your job, but please do not drink on the job, and do not get high on the job either. That's a bad practice. Now, if you really, really, really need to drink in order to get through your job, or you need to actually get high in order to get through your job, then it is definitely time for you to look for a new one. And you don't want to get fired from your current place of employment, because then you can't use them as a reference, especially if you're drinking or using drugs. So that's not cool. So definitely that is a no-no. Number five, do not drink or use drugs while on the job. Number six, surfing the web excessively. That has nothing to do with your job. Don't do it. That is a quick way of actually getting booted out of your job. Checking adult-oriented websites, complete no-no. No pornography on the job computer. Come on. Are you serious? You can, you know, save your nudie screening time on your time and definitely not your employer's time, because they're paying you for you to do the job that you, you know, that you're supposed to be doing, not for you to sit there and waste time looking at nudie sites. Number seven. Okay, this really should be number one. Number seven, do not under any circumstance become romantically involved with your boss.
I'm sorry.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger could definitely have utilized that from the employer standpoint. Do not get romantically involved with your employees, and you as an employee, do not get romantically involved with your boss, because, one, everyone else will know about it eventually, and two, what happens if something happens on the job and it causes you to get into a fight or a disagreement with your boss? That could cost you your job easily. Or if you and your romantic partner, which is your boss, have a falling out, they will definitely fire you. So, you know, that's a bad no-no right there. Number eight, forgetting to double-check your figures. If you are in accounting, please double-check your work, especially if you are in billing or if you are in accounts receivable or accounts payable. If you are the one that helped cut the paycheck and you add one too many zeros, you will definitely, would definitely lose your job.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
So, you know, we're going to talk about this in the last few minutes that we have left about all of these. I would like to hear from you. What's your point? If you know someone... If you know someone who have done some of these dumb things, I want to hear about it. Phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that's 847-334-9343. Now, let's get through number nine, alienating your coworkers. Okay. Sometimes on the job, you are placed in a position where you need to do something that is in a group, so cooperative opportunities. If you alienate your coworkers, it will cause it where you will not be job effective, okay? And sometimes you have to take one for the team. So you can't do that. Do not alienate yourself or your coworkers for that matter. Number 10, and the last one, pointing fingers at everyone else but yourself. Take ownership for your mistakes, because we all make them. Do not make matters worse by blaming someone else. And the last thing that your employer wants to hear is that someone else is responsible for why you could not do what was required. Now, if you're doing the above nine things, then we know why you are having problems on your job. And remember, don't use those sad excuses. No one wants to hear that. So, all right, real quick, I want to hear from you now that we've gone through our top 10 no-nos, quick way to get you fired. Let me hear from you. Area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And those of you all who are on the line, I'm going to go through the list, and I'm just going to give the titles of it. And if you know someone that was dumb enough to do any of these things, let's talk about it. Number one, lying on your job application or resume. Do you know anyone that have done that and gotten caught in the act?
That would be a
312.
That would be a no for me.
You don't know anyone who has done that.
No,
okay,
that would
what
be
about
a no
you? What about 815-395? Do you know anyone?
Okay, I'll say Diamond.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now this has nothing. Okay, the things that you mentioned. Okay, like on the job I retired from, they were forever I'm a retired bus operator out of Chicago. And
okay.
they were the supervisors were forever catching bus operators with the buses off the route, parked over in Lincoln Park, or either out by the outer drive somewhere with a charter sign up.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
So sleeping on the job.
Oh, and eight. Right. They'd take the bus off and be asleep. Oh, I remember a female operator that did get fired for that. Now, what she was doing, she was forever, quite miraculously, her bus would break down across the street from her, from the apartment building she lived in.
Oh, how convenient.
Right.
Well, you know what? If you want to go home, you should stay home.
Right.
You are on their dime. And it is their time. You can't sleep on the job. Come on, guys. Use common sense. All right, number two, real quick. Being indiscreet about your job hunting. Do you know anyone who has utilized the company's computer to search for a job and got caught?
Yes.
Okay, give me a little feedback on that. What happened with that situation?
I had to say it was the manager, and our boss accidentally answered their phone because they were walking by the cubicle, and he picked up the phone, and they were asking him about some questions for the job. He sat there and asked the
phone. Oh, wow. That's talk about being caught red-handed.
Ooh,
so
yeah,
wait a minute. Let me repeat this. Let me repeat this. You just said that the boss walked past the manager's. Walked past the manager's cubicle. The phone rings. The boss picks up the phone, and it is another prospective job asking questions about what was put on an application. Oh, you are so busted!
So
busted, busted. Can't be trusted. I mean, come on, guys.
But the man, but his boss sat down there and answered the question for him.
Ooh. Well, I guess if he's going to get fired, at least he can help him get hired someplace else.
Well, I guess, you know, he was being nice. You know,
that's insane. I mean, come on, guys, really. All right, let's go through this real quick. Gossiping on the job.
That's everybody.
Now, I know a lot of people who've done that. What about you, Ron? Did you know anybody who was the gossiper on your job?
Oh, yes. We had gossip. Hey, there's a bunch of guys. Hey, and don't say that women. Hey, everybody wants to put gossiping on the women. Believe me. I was there a long time before they started hiring females. And those guys would gossip like a bunch of females. Don't let anybody tell you that men do not gossip. And, but you see, the thing being, what's bad about gossiping, you'll end up with people getting into fights.
Right. That is exactly why gossiping is not a good thing to do on the job. All right. Number four. Taking too many personal calls. Now, let me explain something to you. That is the worst thing. I'm gonna put my two cents on that one. Have you ever had the situation where you had someone that was in customer service, and they're on the phone and they're talking? And I'm gonna give you an example. Well, you know what? I didn't talk to Tyrone and Pookie and them. And excuse me, you're going to have to wait in line until I'm done on the phone. I have been in situations where someone who was supposed to be the receptionist, that was the course of conversation they were having, instead of doing the job that they were supposed to be doing, which is serving the public. So they were taking personal calls, talking about soap operas and everything else except for doing the job in which their employer was paying them for. So my question to you all, those of you all who are in the chat room as well as ones that are on the line with me, tell me, have you all had a situation like that? Yes, but I was ignorant enough and called, knew the number that she was supposed to call on and call so
okay.
she had to pick up the phone and then said, oh, well, can I help you? I said, yes, I'm right in front of you, so could you get off the phone so we can talk?
Oh.
So master, they crashed.
That is too funny. Well, touche for you on that.
You know, you gotta be creative, folks.
Hey.
Okay, now, okay, what about you, Ron? Have you been in a situation you were trying to get some something taken care of and the person that was supposed to be serving you, or should I say attending to you, was too busy taking personal calls or doing some personal business?
I'm trying to think. I don't believe I have ever encountered that. I guess I've been lucky.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
yes. I have been in restaurants where the waitress is busy running off at the mouth with some customer and not waiting on other customers.
Oh, well, yeah, that would count. That
right.
would definitely count.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about number five. Now, number five was funny to me. Drinking on the job. Drinking or doing drugs on the
job. Oh, yes.
And they smell like bourbon and beer.
Right.
I haven't been drinking. Okay, you haven't been drinking, huh?
Yeah. Well, we had random drug testing on our job.
and most employers do.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, today, I
most employers
McDonald's
now,
drug test.
Yeah, everywhere drug test. But I've actually seen people on their job, and they were high as a kite. I actually knew a teacher who, before her class, she would always carry what we thought was just orange juice, but she actually had vodka in her container, and was drinking while teaching.
Oh, say Diamond.
Yes.
Say Diamond. Hello.
Yes.
Okay, now
we're
hey.
Here.
Drink, okay, now, drinking while teaching is, that's really not dangerous. You want to try for this? On the diversity line, when you get down to the end of the line, it goes over in the park, over into Lincoln Park, and they sit there a few minutes, and then they turn around and they come back. Okay. On this particular afternoon, the bus pulls up, and I stepped up on the bus, and, hey, you could get a contact at. Now,
okay.
I don't know what the heck this idiot is thinking. There's nobody on. He's the only person on the bus, and all these people are getting on the bus. And you would think that, hey, somebody's going to, all somebody has to do, all any passenger has to do is drop a dime. Make that call, and they will pull him in right quick, like. And there's no way in the world he's going to get bad drug tests.
Exactly.
There's no way in the world he's going to get by that.
Okay, well let's see. The next number six, surfing the web obsessively and checking out adult-oriented websites. Are you serious?
No,
come on.
I've heard about people
I
doing that.
No.
No, I've seen them do that in movies. Do they do it in real life?
Yes, they do that in real life, and I know some people who have actually done that.
Okay.
And unfortunately for them, it was the same day that the IT department had been called in on a trouble ticket for something else, and they were actually checking all of the network, all of the computers that were on the network. And that is, they were so embarrassed because they had adult-oriented material on their computer and immediately was fired.
Right.
I mean, really, do that at home.
Wait till you get home.
Yeah, Christ, let's get it together. That's embarrassing.
Completely embarrassing.
Oh, I'll tell you something well, You can't, well, no, this person wouldn't have gotten, in fact, this is a passenger. She got on, this lady, she got on the bus, and she, it's really funny. She opened her purse to get her fare out, and she dropped she dropped the whole purse. She pulled a little change purse out, and her whole purse just dropped, and the nudie pictures were all over the place. The guys are picking
up. Oh, wow.
That
is completely embarrassing.
That's
all right, number seven. Number seven, becoming romantically involved with your boss.
I'm sorry.
Or anybody on the job, that could get messy.
That happens, right.
That happens.
Yeah, not just the boss, that's just anybody on the job.
Mm-hmm. We don't pretend. That happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
After somebody with the guy in France with the sexually thing with the mate, yeah, just ask him that question. He had that problem.
Right. Yeah. It's not just the boss. It's just say any employee, anybody that you're working with.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just that. Period.
Yeah. Anybody that you're working with, because when they started hiring females, we looked up. They had more. Now most of those guys were married, and they had more instant relationships popping up than a little bit when they started hiring females.
Do not become romantically involved with anybody on your job.
Yeah, look up. You got wives coming down there complaining, jumping on people. Husbands coming down, jumping on people. Girlfriend number one is jumping on girlfriend number two.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, no, we do not want to see a Jerry Springer outbreak on the job. So, yeah, you know, leave that on television. Do not do that at your place of employment. Here is number eight. Now, this is very important, especially if you are in accounting. Do not forget to double-check your figures. Like I said, adding those extra zeros or not adding enough, that is very bad news. And you will quickly get fired for that.
I can testify to that. I was working on a project where the head individuals who were working on the proposed spreadsheet couldn't put the capital figures together wrong, and they added it wrong.
Exactly.
Really embarrassing.
Which can cause your company a lot of grief and actually cost them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to be conscious about double-checking your work.
Please do.
And number 10, and our final is, do not point the finger at anyone else but yourself. Take ownership for your own mistakes. You know, that is very important. And do not give useless excuses to your employer. They don't want to hear it. They want you to do the job that they are paying you for. So if you know someone that has done any of these 10 ways to get fired, if you really don't want your job sucks to high heaven, do one of those and you will definitely, definitely succeed in your goal of getting fired.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, keeping that in mind, I should say, Let us not have those problems.
I have a question. Oh.
Yes.
I haven't gotten how this works. Okay, if you get fired, how does that work for getting unemployment compensation? If you get fired, you don't get it, or if they lay you off, how does that work? I have forgotten how that works.
Okay, well, if they downsize, then you get your unemployment. If you get fired, if I'm not mistaken, it depends on the state that you're in and the circumstances that might be correct or incorrect. So you really need to check in with the unemployment office to see whether or not you will be able to get your unemployment or not if you get fired. So most of the time, if I'm not mistaken, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if you get fired, most of the time, most states, you do not get your unemployment.
Right, you do not get it. But there are certain circumstances, and you do have to check.
Right, so there are some certain circumstances where you might be able to get your unemployment, and there is an appeal process. So if you are denied from your employer, there is an appeal process that you can go through, and then you'll be able to get that determination on whether or not you will qualify for your unemployment. And you might not qualify for unemployment from that particular employer, but you might qualify from the one previous to that one. So you need to really check. And here's another thing for you all who are small business owners. If you have employees, please don't forget to pay into your employment. You know, please do not forget to pay your compensation, you know, workers' compensation package for your employer, for your employees. That is important.
Yeah, that is.
You know, you can get
people
it
will come knock on the door.
You can get into big trouble, you know, just because you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, that does not mean that you do not have to be within the frames of the law and actually pay into your workers' compensation.
Who do you pay that money to? I mean, seriously, who do you pay that money to? I mean, let's say I have some people working.
The Illinois Department of Revenue.
Oh, like,
right,
like your taxes, like?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it never occurred to me. You know,
it will if you're a self-employed or an employer and those really nice people called marshals come in and go, hi, we need to see your records, and by the way, don't go anywhere. That's
don't
what they
anywhere.
Say.
we've got the place surrounded, so do not attempt to leave.
Oh,
exactly.
No. Calling your lawyer.
Uh-oh.
So on another note, before we conclude our show, we have gone way past, but that's okay. This was some great information. We got some good laughs. We got some good laughs tonight. And I'm going to quickly go over some of the things that we talked about. We talked about making a job out of getting a job, which means you have to get up early and work at actually finding employment. If you are finding yourself unemployed and you're on the job hunt, then you need to put in that time, one, to reorganize yourself, get your new resumes together. You need to have more than one. And please, on your resume, make sure that you are actually giving the employer what they want. So tailor your resume to the type of job that you are actually seeking. Do not be afraid to look outside the box for your next job. So, and then we also talked about salary negotiation. We talked a little bit about that. We're going to talk more about that on another show. And then last but not least, the top 10 ways of getting fired. So we've had some great times tonight, but if you are an employer, a small business owner, entrepreneur, and you have job openings coming up, we want to hear from you. So please let us know at Secure Your Life so that we can pass the word on about your job openings. And you can do so by emailing us at SYLShow, SHOW, at ATT.net. Again, that's SYLHOW at ATT.net. And then also, if you are seeking employment, you can also email me so that we can actually hook you up or link you to those who are hiring. You can also email us at SYL show, S-H-O-W, at att.net as well. And again, I'm going to give you that one more time. That is S-Y-L-S-H-O-W at att.net. If you're seeking employment or you are an employer and you have job openings, we want to hear from you. And I have some really, really great news because Secure Your Life, yes, we are hiring. So if you would like to shoot us your resume, we are hiring for sales positions. You can give us a call or you can actually go and email us your resume. And that is, again, is S-Y-L, show, S-H-O-W, at att.net. Well, I want to thank you guys. We had a great show. We went over time a little bit, but it was fun. And I want you to join me every weeknight at 10 p.m. for another show for Secure Your Life. And tomorrow, it's Thursday, so it's all about the kids, your money, your plan. So that's Thursday night, every Thursday night at 10 p.m., but you can join me every weeknight at 10 p.m. for more of Secure Your Life. So I want to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.